Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21.
Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
Now today's devotional reflection. A woman was at her hairdresser's getting her hair styled for a trip to Rome with her husband. She mentioned the trip to the hairdresser, who responded negatively about Rome, but then asked about her mode of transportation. Blue Air was the reply. We got a remarkable rate. Blue Air, exclaimed the hairdresser. That's a horrid airline. They have old jets, their attendants are unattractive, and they are never on time. Where are you staying when you arrive in Rome? We'll be at this exclusive little place over Rome's Tiber River called Caesar's. I know that place. Everybody thinks it will be exclusive, but it's a pigsty. We're also going to see the Vatican and hopefully the Pope. No, you're not, laughed the hairdresser. You and a million other people are trying to see him. If you do catch a glimpse, he's going to look the size of an ant. When the woman came in a month later, she shared her fantastic trip to Rome with the hairstylist. She got bumped to first class on a fancy new plane and enjoyed great food and service. Plus, she stayed in the owner's suite at Caesar's for free because they were overbooked. Not to be outdone, the hairdresser smarted off, but I know you didn't get to see the Pope. We were fortunate. A Swiss guard approached me and said, the Pope wanted to greet a few of us personally. He asked if we would wait in a private room, and sure enough, the Pope walked in and shook my hand, so I knelt, and he spoke a few words over me. Really? Replied the hairdresser. What did he say? He said, who messed up your hair? We sometimes need to press on despite what our critics say. But there are circumstances when it's beneficial to quit. We must be open and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need to be honest, teachable, and discerning when He would have us persevere and when He desires for us to call it quits. It is not always apparent that our plans are not God's purposes. Some things we are involved in can prevent us from fully surrendering to God's priorities for our lives. In the same way that there are seasons, we are called to persist and stay the course. There are also seasons that we must step away. Our stepping away might be the catalyst for someone else to step up. Our stopping might be for a much-needed sabbatical or training so that we can resume stronger. Remember, the outcome will be amazing when our plan aligns with God's purpose. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.